Ho, 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 and merry almost Christmas. We got, what, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks left? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks left. Maybe. Yep, because we got one podcast left until we are done with this year and with this season. So, yeah, 2.5 weeks. We'll just call it that, 2.5 weeks. If we're wrong, we're wrong. If we're right, hooray. But obviously we are in the month of December. Y'all know this. And we just hit double digits in the month of December, meaning we're on December 10th and
we're a third of the way through.
Third of the way through, which is crazy. Time is flying. But welcome back to the Couples Conversation Podcast. I am one of your hosts, JT, and I am joined, like I am always, with my lovely, beautiful, amazing wife.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Had to think about that one.
Yeah.
Madison, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well because tonight is probably one of my favorite podcast episodes.
You think so?
I do think so.
Hmm.
What is my favorite time of the year, Madison?
Christmas.
Amen. And what happens right after, maybe before Thanksgiving? What normally happens?
Christmas songs.
Yes, Christmas music. And guess what blares in my Jeep all year long? From the rest of the year on.
Christmas music.
You are spot on. You were 3 for 3. Now, if you remember a couple episodes ago, maybe a couple months ago actually, we played a game where we... Storm remembers the game. We played a game where we listened to songs and we have to guess. It was Marvel themed, right?
Yeah.
We did one Marvel themed.
Yes.
And then we did one... We've done it before where we listen to a song and we have to guess where that song came from or where that theme music came from.
Yeah, just a movie one.
Exactly. So, we're doing the same concept this time. However, we're going to get into the Christmas spirit and we're going to listen to Christmas songs, and we have to guess the title.
Yeah.
Now, before we start this, I do need to say, for legal reasons, we do not own any of these songs. These songs are not ours. We do not own them. All the credit and all the rights go to the producers and the musicians and the artists and the singers, all the people who put the songs in here. Credit goes to them.
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to do in this game?
I think I'm going to do really well.
I think I'm going to bomb it.
Are we vomit?
Bomb it.
Oh. Are we going to just play to play, or are we keeping it score?
No, we'll just play to play.
Okay.
We'll just play to play.
Okay.
So, Madison is going to play some songs on her phone to see if we know them. And then, yeah. So, is this the right one?
Yeah.
Okay, we got an ad. So, we'll mute the ad real quick. You probably already heard it, though.
There's two ads. Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Two ads.
Give them something to listen to.
Oh. Holly jolly Christmas.
Not it's, you singing.
Oh. What?
You're part of a podcast. You need to talk to them.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That doesn't really work. They're not answering. All right. Here we go. All right. So. That was really loud, sorry.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
I don't know that one. Driving home for Christmas?
Not a clue.
Bring my stockings. All I want for Christmas is you.
That's my girl, Mariah. All I want for Christmas is you. Bing. Want for Christmas. Hey, pause it. I got a fun fact for you guys about that song. Whenever Christmas music comes back into play, Mariah Carey is the number one artist in the world because of that song.
Hmm.
When like this time comes around, she is the most played like Christmas song.
Hmm.
I love it.
Cool.
Don't you love it?
No.
Okay.
Next one.
Under the mistletoe. This is with Ed Sheeran and Elton John. I don't know the song name, the song title.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I like this one. I like that one.
Yeah, that was a fun one. This is Wham. I sent it to someone special. Wham.
Last Christmas. Actually, I feel like that's one of my top.
Wow.
10.
Wham. A lot of people say when you listen to that song, you get whammed.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Yep.
It's old. Brenda Lee.
Yep. Christmas pirate here. Pick the horse, pick up
Jingle
your
Bell
feet.
Jingle Rock.
Jingle Rock. I think I'm not even playing now. I'm just singing
you
along.
Just sing along.
Yes, Jingle Rock.
Bobby Helms.
Yep. Everybody's like, oh, I know this.
Yeah, from Mean Girls.
Oh, okay. This is,
This is having wonderful Christmas time.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the band.
Wonderful Christmas time.
A wonderful Christmas time. Yep. All right, next up. Being sung by choir. And folks dress up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
The Christmas song.
Christmas. Hope you guys are playing along. We suck. We're just having fun.
Ariana Grande.
Yep. It's Ariana right there.
Santa, tell me, yeah.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Pause it for a second. Before we play this, because we're obviously having fun with this, but I think the songs are going by really quickly, so it's kind of hard. There was one you said before we started doing it. Can you find the one where it was finish the lyric?
Yeah.
Let's do that one. Let's do the lyric one. Finish the lyric. Welcome to your quiz. Oh, more ads.
No, it explains to you how it works.
Okay. With the video today. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Yo-Yo Quiz. Don't do that one. Don't do that to them. Go! 1 point for each correct answer. They're wrong. Try to get the maximum score. Round one. All I Want for Christmas is You by Mariah Carey. Okay. For my own. Oh, no.
More to see.
What you
I don't know.
Hold on, I gotta
is this your favorite song?
I just want you for my own. You can never know.
I got the more yeah. than.
This song is so famous. Can you sing Last Christmas?
Last Christmas,
I gave you my heart. And the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I gave it to someone special.
Gave it away.
Yep, there we
Round
go.
Three, Ariana Grande. Grande.
Say if you're really there, cause I can't get another this year. Obviously, we are no singers, but you know, you are.
Don't make me fall in love again.
Round four. Let's sing along, Jingle Bells.
What? Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey! Yeah, okay.
If you don't know that one, I have questions.
Yeah.
Round five.
What?
Dean Martin, Let It Snow. Let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. But the fire is
so delightful. Delightful.
Yeah, that's love this one. Love this song. But the fire is so delightful.
Round six.
Since we know place. Bubble.
A lot like Christmas.
Seems to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Yep. What were you gonna say? Everywhere you go. Michael
Round
Bubble.
Seven. This song is familiar to people on Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. Encore.
But he's not being done. Yes.
Round 8. C.I.U. Snowman.
What?
See ya.
Okay, is it gonna play? What's the lyric?
Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. It didn't sing the song.
It didn't sing the song, so I ain't got a clue. I'm gonna say Merry Christmas. Song. Yeah, see, there's.
Aww, stop playing it. I like that
Round
one.
Nine.
No.
Let's sing Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night. Not another.
All is calm, all is bright.
Round 10, Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby.
Think of all the
fellas that I haven't kissed. I really do. Believe in you, so let
see if you believe in me.
There we go.
Round 11. Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon.
So this is Christmas. So this is Christmas. What have you done? I think.
What have you done?
I think.
Another year.
Yeah, okay.
Round 12. Ida Menzel, Michael Bubble.
Bubble.
Baby, it's cold outside. I really can't stand.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The evening has been.
Nice of you to drop in.
It's cold outside.
Oh, those little 13, kids.
Brenda Lee, rocking around the Christmas tree.
Rocking a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Y'all just hearing me just sing. I am not embarrassed either.
I'm sure that you can sing this song.
Okay.
We wish you Merry Christmas.
Oh my.
Good tidings we bring for you and your kin.
Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year.
That was so awful.
Look.
Close enough. That was close enough.
On 15, Chuck Berry, Run Rudolph Run.
Run, run Rudolph. Santa's coming. Run, run Rudolph. Santa is something far behind.
Got a new one in town?
Santa's coming far behind.
Randolph ain't too far behind.
See, I was...
Randolph ain't too far 16. Behind. Good job,
and
I didn't know that.
White Christmas.
Dreaming of a white
Christmas. That was easy.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Like Home Alone.
Yeah.
I saw that part.
You saw that part, yeah.
Christmas.
That's Christmas. The lyric. Christmas.
Round 17. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose. Not a little. Had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say...
Whoa. I guess we'll end there because there's an ad.
There's an ad. See, ads always ruin the fun. But, guys, that was just a fun little game that we wanted to share with you guys. Obviously,
I apologize for your speakers or your ears.
Okay, first off, speak for yourself. I sounded amazing. Me and Michael Bubbly...
Bubbly?
Bubble.
Bubble?
Me and Michael Bubble are going to be duetting the next... Christmas show coming up. So I've got a deep voice.
Yep.
He's got a nice voice.
Yep.
So coming for you, Michael Bubble.
Okay.
So no, guys. We just again, it's the holiday season. We wanted to have some fun. We've only got one more podcast episode for you guys, and that is next week. Next week's going to end on a fantastic note because if you all have been keeping up, I don't know if you've been keeping up or not. Madison and I have been on a movie kick this year, and
we will
tell you our totals for this year next week. So we have time to watch some. We have been watching a few recently. We're in our holiday kick, meaning we've been watching holiday movies. We have already watched Elf.
Yeah.
We've already watched Home Alone. We have already watched Christmas Vacation. And I've Noel.
Seen the Grinch. Oh, Noel, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen The Grinch.
So we've seen our fair share. Now, there's one that is my absolute favorite. I have two favorite Christmas movies, and one Madison has not seen, and the other one Madison does not like.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can guess those, bonus points for you, but I'm going to let you...
I don't know which one I haven't seen.
I'm going to let you sit on it for a minute.
Is it the sequel?
No, it's not a sequel.
Oh.
Okay, the one that she doesn't like is...
A Christmas Story.
Which... baffles me beyond belief. Me and my dad, every Christmas morning, even on Christmas Eve, the 24-hour marathon of Christmas Story, just turn that sucker on, cook, make breakfast, open presents, play with our toys, play with whatever we got. It's in the background. So I grew up with the Christmas Story. Ralphie, you'll shoot your eye out. It's classic. It's iconic, Madison.
I just don't like it.
Okay, well, you know what? It's a classic. The next one is an animated film, and it's an Adam Sandler animated film. Me and the boys used to always watch this every single year together on Christmas or around Christmas. But obviously, life, and we all moved away and haven't seen each other. But it is called 8 Crazy Nights. Mm. And it's an Adam Sandler movie. He plays the main guy, and that one is so much fun. That is a wild movie.
Haven't you showed me?
Well, guess what?
What?
We're gonna watch it.
Okay.
So.
Do you think I'd like it?
I don't know. That's a movie that I think you might think it's stupid, but like there's some wholesome moments in it. Like growing up, I used to tear up at a certain point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
we'll see.
Yeah,
I'll be the judge.
Yeah, you'll be the judge of that. But guys, let us know, what Christmas movies have y'all been watching?
Yeah, and your favorites.
Yes. Let us know your favorites. I think it's interesting because right around Halloween time, up until January, is like the season for watching a certain like genre or movie. You know, you have your Halloween horror movies in October. Yeah. November gets into your, like, family vibe movies.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Christmas is the Christmas Hallmark movies or the Christmas movies or whatever. It's one of those where if you like Christmas, then you love watching these movies. I love Christmas. I love watching these movies. So, I think it's bonus points for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, well, thank you. So we're going to look back and look forward like we always do. This past week was meh.
Just another typical week, I guess.
Yeah, nothing too crazy going on.
I had a work Christmas party.
Yeah, that is true. How was that? Was that fun?
It was fun. It was fun to see people after hours. And we had like a little Secret Santa. I came home with a little plush polar bear ornament, which is cute. And then, this past weekend, my mom graduated with her master's. Yeah,
congratulations,
Dana. Good job to my mom. I'm so proud of her.
We're very proud of you, yes.
We drove to the campus.
I did not. You'll hear why.
Yeah. But we drove to the campus and watched her walk. So that was a really cool moment.
Oh, yeah. And what's really cool about it is you texted me and you were like, hey, she's about to walk. And I live streamed it. And I watched her walk, which was awesome to see.
Yeah, I'm glad you're able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But why can't you go with us?
So, obviously, they left Friday evening.
Afternoon.
Yeah, while I was still at work. And I could not get off of work to go to said graduation. But while they were in North Alabama, and while they were traveling and stuff, Terrell and myself, we went to the new Godzilla Minus One movie Friday night Fantastic movie, by the way. I mean, I was thoroughly impressed and very shocked at... We'll talk about movies next week to end the show. I think Godzilla Minus One, spoiler alert, is in my top 10.
Wow.
Possibly top 5 of this year.
No way.
It's that good.
Wow.
It is in all Japanese, so there is subtitles, so you have to read. But this story, everyone knows the history and stuff about Godzilla. Monster attacks Tokyo, giant lizard type dragon monster, crushes everybody. It's like thousands of feet tall, thousands of tons in weight. This movie does have Godzilla in it. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. It's got a good Godzilla too, but it also focuses a lot on the human portion of it. And it really, I mean, you follow the story of a guy who just has a crazy life. I mean, this takes place after World War II. And the fact that what he did in the war and it's like a full circle moment. I almost teared up at the end because there was a moment there I was like, that's awesome. I was very impressed, and I highly recommend it to people. But yeah, that's what I did Friday night. So then I came home and watched another Godzilla-esque type show called Monarch. Legacy of Monsters, and then I woke up bright and early to go to a toy show, and this one was the Mid-South Toy Show. I was running the event, or running the booth with Terrell for the Batcave. It was fun. I think for a brick and mortar store like the Batcave, Treasures and Toys, I think it is hard to do toy shows because it's stuff that we have in the store, and people were like, oh, I can just go in the store and buy it. I don't have to buy it here at the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there was some ups and downs to it. I will say that next year in 2024, we will start to do more toy shows and get our footing in like that like kind of place, because there are more people who will go to shows than they go to stores, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And we'd met a lot of people that we knew. A lot of people came up and talked to me and Terrell. I had a few people say, where's Memphador? Mm. And if you know who Memphador is, you know. But it was a lot of fun. And we did that from... I was there at the toy show from 7 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went and ate dinner and watched a movie afterwards. And... that was the Saturday. That was yesterday. And then today felt like a normal Sunday, because all of our Sundays in the past few weeks have been different,
yeah.
I should say. We've done a lot of just kind of throwing around our schedule and whatnot. But today we actually got to wake up, go eat breakfast at a decent time.
Yeah.
And then hit Target at a decent time.
Yeah.
And then after that, lunch with your parents. Came home, I went and did my wrestling podcast with Terrell, and then we ate dinner with my family and watched a movie.
Yeah.
And now we're here, talking to you guys.
Here we are.
So, but yeah, next week, Madison.
Well, next week is my last week of school until the new year. So, I'm pretty excited about that.
This woman has 2 whole weeks. And off.
Yeah.
What are you going to do in those 2 weeks?
Actually, 2.5 weeks.
What are you... okay. Sorry. What are you going to do in those 2.5 weeks?
Sleep and shop.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Not shopping a lot, but at least she's going to shop. I still have work, of course. On the 12th, I have my Christmas dinner with my work. It's not an outing. It's just me, our manager, and our teller at work are going to go to dinner, which that's nice. And that's really about it. And then on the 16th, we have the Batcave Treasures and Toys Christmas party that we will be attending and stuff. So that's always fun. So yeah, it's going to be...
And one of my good friends is graduating.
Yeah,
from college.
I'm just kidding. I'm just I'm just kidding. We're very proud of Amber. Amber is
a huge accomplishment for her.
Yes, I'm very proud of her. I've known Amber for quite a long time. So have you.
Yeah.
She's the one who introduced Madison and I. So she kind of has the one up on us. But I'm very proud of her. Very happy for her. We love you, Amber. And we are very, very,
very proud.
Yeah, very proud of you for doing that. So, welcome to the club.
Yep, here we are.
So, yeah, that will do it for this episode. Remember, guys, one episode remaining.
And for this season.
And we're going to be talking about movies. Madison and I will go through this week, give you our top 10 movies that we saw of 2023.
Oh.
I just sprung that on her.
I got to do a lot of work now.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. But until then, guys, thank you for listening. And we will see you next time.